Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Jr., see every friend in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path of cubs. That's like the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they want to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack his legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never, never,
never. Live and direct, Brother Tim.
Heads up, eyes open, comrade. Heads up, eyes open, fist, because y'all know who this is, how we do this. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio, live and direct, y'all. We are in a charger, phone charger.
no iPhone charger. Anyway, yeah. So we live and direct, y'all. Again, y'all tell them to tune on in. My voice is gone, but the beat goes on. We are on Facebook Live. We go send blog talk radio. Let's make history, take history, take history. So much is happening in the spirit of making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. It's Chairman Fred, having the Black Panther Party Cubs, co-host Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Okay, are we on? We like to load it. That's what it is. So, again, y'all, we got a number of things happening. We are screening as we speak. We are screening the movie as we speak. So the official release date is the 12th. But again, it's been a conversation happening everywhere, the pool halls, the barbershop, you name it. So I got also got some updates. I believe Kansas, one of the prisons, one of the concentration camps, got some calls coming in now. Get the uprisings happening in St. Louis inside the concentration camps for those who are not politically inclined to recognize the anyway, same reference to them as prisons, correctional centers, but it's hot all over the country, all over the world. So we need y'all, you know what I'm saying, really to up the ante on the one prisoner, one contact. And what that means in essence is everyone should have some provide a status check update on some respected prisoner held captive that's locked down. So that's where we at, y'all. Y'all feel free to come on in, tune in with us, Cub in with us, y'all. 929-477-3785. I think them cats, we have captive, I believe it's Cassandra Greer Lee, who's been on the battleground, Cook County Jail in particular, and other places, in regards to Cook County administrations. I mean, they're blood on their hands in regards to Nicholas Lee. You know what I'm saying? This we first started hearing about the coronavirus, in particular Cook County Jail, and, you know, she was talking to him, like, step by step, you know what I'm saying, about what was going down. And we started to see Grandma Seymour, this outlet around here. Grandma, the outlet, oh, they do? Okay. So step by step, going through the whole process. So y'all feel free, y'all come on in, call in, check what's going down with that. Sandra Lee, so I can tag on Facebook and let her know that we here, and we're calling in. We're doing the movie now. Because we got Don Peters touchdown in the building. I think we show video. It's ready. The video ready yet? It's ready. Well, it's coming. It's coming soon. It's coming soon, y'all. Y'all stay close. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. We got two Black America. You know what I'm saying? Just Black America. You know what I'm saying? The opportunity and all that. We're making history. Taking history. The movie is happening. Y'all. Just call. Getting callers in queue.
Co-host
Fremont. Fremont calls again. That's what. Okay. Right. Fremont. We live in the network. We doing what we call an octopus touch. We got things moving right now, y'all. We got the movie. The movie is being screened in the other room. The Judas and Black Messiah. The official release date is the 12th. Yes, indeed. Okay, we got comments coming in now. I'm so glad to witness this movie. Long overdue. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We want to see the time this type of this conversation. Calls. We got some calls too. I don't know if y'all heard about what's going on in St. Louis. The uprising is happening in St. Louis, Kansas City also. So we're encouraging those they can call on in, update. You know what I'm saying? What's going down? Free them all. Yeah. So feel free to call in with your questions about what's going on with that. You know, I know y'all been buzzed about the soundtrack. My nephew got some sound shoes. You know, put me on tour. What they call them, text. Yeah, I be trying to keep up, man. I was an old man around these cats, though, man. Look at them. Ain't told me nothing about them shoes. Yeah, man, I can't forget. Yeah, I want some of them. They look warm. Yeah. Huh? Man, don't keep doing nothing, man. Yes, indeed. That's my nephew by these shoes. Niece, I see you over there. Come on. Y'all, we doing a movie. We showing a movie in there. I just want to touch down. We're doing a radio show. I want them cats to call in from the joint so we can know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, hey, that's crazy. G Curtis up here with me right now. Man, get the GTI love, no doubt about it. Yes, indeed. Free them all, niece. Free them all. Y'all feel free to call in with us, cub being with us, you know? That's what it is. Free them all in the building. Oh, get the tickets to the movie. Hey, we're gonna be doing follow up conversation with your thoughts on it, your input on it, you know, so, you know, critique, criticism, all that. You know what I'm saying? All right, you never old, cuz. That was the building. Y'all said I lost my voice, so I had to get some lemon. So we keep on moving and grooving, y'all. Real talk. All right, cool to build that. Sister Cassandra, tell her get word to them guys in the camps to call in while we going live, because we got something going on. I think she's at Kansas, one of the places, but also St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know, so we got to see the time to expose these contradictions. So you can't hit Cassandra, y'all familiar with Cassandra? Cassandra Gridley, right there. Taking it not only from Cook County Jail, going to Sheriff Tom Dodd's house. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, in regards to the case of not only Nicholas Lee, but so many others inside that infamous Cook County Jail. Okay, right on. We'll do. Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all a sneak preview in there real quick, because we got a screening going on right now too. Okay, well, if you see any of these real talk, free them all, show body. You've been pushing out. Show body, I need you to get in show films too. So we want to use this. When we showing the movie different places, we want to have like, they call them the intros, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the other movies and all the projects that you've been working on for quite some time, y'all. Show body in the building. Yes, indeed. We recommend your children watch this movie. We want this conversation to be in the household, the barbershop, the pool halls, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Connor, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm at you, sir. So I get this show. I'm hitting you up, sir. Free them all. I know what you're calling about, Connor. I know you heard that piece. I know what you're calling about. Hey, fishermen recognize other fishermen. I know what you're calling. Yeah, we're putting the pressure down everywhere, man. We never forget the relationship. I know what you're calling about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Free monster cover. You got some callers calling in? Any callers calling in?
Free monster, brother Terry. Callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free monster.
Free monster. Welcome to Free monster Radio, y'all.
Free monster.
929-477-3785. Angel, I just watched this piece yesterday, and it hit me that your pops is narrating that Lord thing. Yep. I said, that's the guy that's narrating on that. Yep. 929-477-3785. Not a cat's eating humble pie right now, right? Y'all remember? Y'all remember? Relationship solid, never forget. That's right, sir. Right on. Not a cat's all behind. They was throwing slugs at the chairman at the Cubs. You should be happy that somebody just looked to your father. Why you don't be? It'll make a difference if he died or was assassinated. All the stuff they were talking. We just said wait for it, man. So we can't eat humble pie now, you know. So we up in the ante. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain amount of freedom and just fighting back. Just to have acknowledged that we have been assassinated. We've been subjected to chemical biological warfare. You know what I'm saying? We gotta acknowledge it. Right on, free them all. Yes, indeed. So y'all checking everything political, including music, you know? Listen to the words on those songs. Yes, indeed. We up in the end. In the studios, the barbershops, all that. Yes, indeed. Be surprised what we're capable of doing, you know what I'm saying? Just accountability. No accountability.
Huh.
But Con, I know what you call
whole lot can change.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Up to end. Okay, I think I get word. Sister Cassandra, they're going to be calling in, as well as some of those who are held captive. My voice is gone. But, man, I'm ready to keep going on and on. I'm telling you, this is a hell of a period of time. Straight up. That was a good time. I'm going go in there in a minute just to show how it looked on a big screen just for a minute, you know, just to be like, damn. Just, you know, catching the camera up and they don't free them all.
Free them all. Apologies, Chairman. You have a call in queue? Call it 773-440.
Yep, that's me.
Free them all.
Hey, Chairman,
welcome,
how are you?
Welcome to Free Them All Radio. Yes, this is Cassandra Lee. I have these gentlemen on the phone. Yes, me. I'm on here, and I have these gentlemen on the phone with me. Talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Free Them All Radio.
Yes.
This is Chairman Fred Hepburn Jr. and Robert Allen, also known as the Lady of Rage. Welcome, welcome. Talk to us, man.
Welcome, Free Them All.
What's going on?
Can you hear him, Kenny?
No, I can barely hear him.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the show, brother. Tell us what's going on. I can kind of hear you. Thank you. Yes, sir. Cassandra, I can barely hear him.
We at your service. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I just want to speak on, you know, this facility down here, the J.C. Jerome Cone Detention Center, and the things that's going on down here medically and, like, and the coronavirus is going on, and they keep saying that there's no cases down here, which we know they're locked the wing down because of cases. Also, they're not sanitizing the place. It's not social distance. There's no way we can social distance when you got. I'm on a place called Beat Arm, and Beat Arm is a place to where they got 48 inmates in this building, and we 2 feet apart. We sleep 2 feet apart, you know, and so there's no way that we can possibly be social distance. And then the ventilator, the shower. The shower got mold in it, you know. And we tell them every day about the shower having mold in it. The toilets. You know, we use the same toilets every day. You know, the ventilation is very poor here, to the point where you can look up in the ceiling and see all the dirt and all that that's in there. We don't go outside. We have guys that have been down here for 3 years. They haven't been outside not one day for 3 years. You know, and like me, I had a heart attack since I've been here. You know, they put me, once I came back from the hospital with the heart attack, they put me in a cell for 96 days, saying that I'm quarantining for 96 days. After 11 o'clock at night, there's no nurses here. You know, so if I'm having another heart attack, then it's over for me because there's no nurse here. You know, so they have to call the nurse at home. She got to assess me from home without having a firsthand observation on me. And then by the time she get here, it's over, you know. And so it's a lot of things that's going on. Then you got another guy that's down here. You know, his blood been showing up in his urine. So they tell him that he probably just got anxiety or he go be okay, you know. And this place is crazy. It's a crazy place. There's so many things that I can go on and on about, you know. So, and then the food that we eat, we get 3 cold meals a day, you know. And that's I don't think that's right, you know.
Not right. It's not right.
Like with me, they probably, because when they come, they're probably going to, this is another thing too I want you guys to know too. With me, they're probably going to move me. Once they come in here, what I'm telling everybody is they just sit back and let me speak up. You know what I'm saying? Because let me speak up, because for the simple fact that it don't make sense for everybody to get moved. Just let them move, do whatever they got to do to me, and then they can, you know what I'm saying, they can stay here and continue to fight, you know. So, it's so many things. And then the officers, they wearing homemade masks. the CDC and the public health experts stated that the only mask is effective is the N95 masks. And then they bring guys in. They bring guys in from the streets of Kankakee. They bring the guys in from the streets. They put them in the cell with people that's already down here without testing them. You know, so that's and then, you know, you got asymptomatic people that's coming in, officers that's asymptomatic. It's officers telling us that they asymptomatic, that they don't have the coronavirus. And then the public health experts state that the only way that you can, or the only way you can determine whether the cases down here is you do a widespread testing, and they don't do that. You ask them for a test, they don't give it to you. Then I tell you something else that I paid attention to. One time they came in and gave us tests, but listen to what they did. They came in, they took the swab, they stuck it in a solution and stuck it up our nose. So what I did, I had my niece to call the CDC and ask them, was that the protocol of getting the coronavirus test? They said that you do not stick anything in a solution. So I asked the nurse what's the name of the solution that they stuck in. She said that they couldn't stick the Q-tip up our nose dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, it's so many things, going on down here. It's crazy. And then like with me, you know, I'm 60 years old. You know, I try to get a bond. They won't give me a bond. I don't have a violent crime. I have a drug case. I don't have a violent crime. So my thing is here, how can you give a murderer a bond but don't give me a bond? You know, and I don't have a violent crime. I'm 60 years old and I have a heart problem. I had to have a pacemaker put in since I've been here as well, a blood transfusion since I've been here as well. You know, so it's crazy, but it's real. You know, the U.S. Marshals came down here. They come and spoke with the officers. They didn't come and look in the shower. They didn't come and look around the building. They didn't actually speak to us. Then we are housed with state inmates. The Supreme Court stated that we should be separate from state inmates. You know, federal inmates and state inmates shouldn't be in the same in the same unit. You know, because most of them have violent crimes. We have mostly federal inmates that don't have violent crimes.
But one thing that I want to touch bases on, Chairman, is what captured me and what really moved me to join this fight with them and to expose this is because not only is it mold in the showers, they're catching fungal infections. A gentleman back there had two toes amputated because they didn't give him the proper treatment when he got the infection. Several of the inmates back there have rashes and fungus infections, and I've called, and we get a mass call-in to the jail, and the chief told me that, and I know that what he's saying is correct because I also called the U.S. Marshal, and they told me that they were going to go and visit. They didn't tell me they were going to go and only visit the guard. I thought they were going to go visit the inmates to see what was going on. But the chief told me that he was going to go and check and see, and he just, you know, couldn't see that all of these inmates had rashes. But I have documentation from several family members of the detainees to show that they are not lying.
And then why would we lie? We wouldn't lie about. And I'm quite sure that people, you know, if you've never been here, you really wouldn't know. You just go on our word.
Yeah.
But we're not lying just to get out. We lie because we want better treatment being in this facility. You know, and then we getting treated differently. We are federal detainees. We getting treated differently than federal detainees in the MCC or in another facility. You know, we getting treated like state detainees. You know, so you got state officers that's not trained to deal with federal detainees, and they treat us like that. You know, and like I say, you know, there's so many guys like
state,
the guy.
Well, state or federal, it don't matter. State detainees are humans as well. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You Rick. You contacted the right, you know, I'm glad you contacted Sister Cassandra. Let me help you, man, her consistency in regards to infamous Cook County Jail, you know, in case of Nicholas Lee and so many others, you know, and it's commendable, and I hate reconnecting on this situation, but I'm glad we connected. We're going to put an official call on all our listeners, our viewers, to make sure, you know, so the Cassandra, we can go to your page or something to know what we can directly call it. You can tag my page also, Facebook page. We're going to get on Instagram. We need people. We need to do mass call-ins. We need to take this momentum, this energy, y'all. Don't wait. Don't wait to become a safe subject. I don't want to sound like, you know, redundant, saying this over and over, because it's right now. We're seeing the contradiction between, St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? And think about how rough we see it is. How they get down out here in the streets. And we say the climate of coronavirus is capitalism on steroids. So we can imagine going down. We can't imagine what's going down inside these damn concentration camps. That's what I mean. These concentration camps. You're trying to, you know what I'm saying? And it hurts. It's embarrassing to feel bad. You know, so Cassandra talks about the conversations with her husband, and you know, she going step by step. You tell about the deteriorating conditions, how you feeling. We got forces right here telling us, y'all. You know, what's happening? You know, what's behind these walls. We need that one prisoner, one contact. We need, you know, say, in other words, correspond. They study who gets mail in those jails. It's again, I said it before. It's prisoners in Illinois who've been dead for 15 years, but the state still get paid for them. You know what I'm saying? There's no accountability. We need that intensified support. We need these call-ins push. We need to call this push about these inhumane conditions going down in the federal facility. Is it Kay Key? Is what we talking? Kay Key?
Yes.
Okay. County Jail.
I'm paying attention to some of the little small things that they're doing. They did today. Today they brought.
Okay.
Now we haven't had brand new brooms since I've been 7 months over here. We haven't had brand new brooms or dustpans or mop buckets since today they start bringing in. But I kind of know the reason why. And then I tell you something else too.
That's because we have those 297 phone calls that we made yesterday.
Exactly.
So what I want to thank the chairman.
You have 1 minute left.
It's helping you guys spread awareness, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, sir. And I appreciate you, man.
We've been obvious that was going on in Danville. We can't forget those who held captive, y'all. And we on it. We gonna put the word out. We gonna tag my page with all the information. We gonna get a call to the warden, the superintendent, everybody. We gonna put the pressure on them ASAP. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Chairman. And you guys, everybody back there in Kankakee, keep your head held up high. Stay prayerful.
Okay.
Fight this battle. It was a way in, and it's a way out, that motherfucker, and we're going to help you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Chairman. I love you. Thank you so much, Lady Grace. I love you, too.
Yes,
ma'am.
I love you, too, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. We got your backpack and your telling a bulletproof vest.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Man.
This is all day going on. This can't keep jail. The conditions, they call, you know what I'm saying? I wish I could get none of some other that's going down. No, we stretch all this in together. This is, wait a minute. My niece is telling me, okay. Y'all, a lot of y'all probably familiar with our brother, G. Ty. And you know, I think you pulled him up. Tyrone was just, Tyrone Pettis, y'all. Man, Danville, just bringing his tears to my eyes. My father's been locked up for over 20 years, yes. Man, yeah.
You said Danville?
We're talking Danville, yeah.
Danville, Virginia?
No, no, Danville, Illinois. That's a prison. I mean,
okay.
It's a prison, Danville.
Okay.
Over 20 years. She just posted this just now. I know this brother personally, too. 20 years. I have 3 kids, 2 girls, 1 boy. My kids never seen my father face to face. They're 20 years now. He never got the chance to hold his grandkids. My father will be, this thing keep jumping. My father will be 54. This year we have 30 times. It's not fair for me, for my family, and also his grandkids. You can help us. Help us, uncle, please. Tell me, I miss my father so much. We lost a lot of years that I can never get back. I need my father in my life, real talk, in my life, and also my kids. Man. All right, Nisha, I need you. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm just hitting the head with that for 20 years, so damn.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us up to speed. With yourself, legally speaking, about yourself, the case, if you got any appeal, you know, so we with the case, what status the case in right now, keep bring us up on that. Also, get on that to me ASAP. We're gonna put a call out to. The legal assistance we can do too. I think the political, you know what I'm saying, put the pressure down. We had another case that came back home. But let's see, I got a couple of contacts I want you to call up. And we want, even with this coronavirus right now, got clemency. Oh, you got clemency right now. Okay. Stay on me. Let me make sure I'm ready to get a letter written up for him. And we're going to call. Matter of fact, we'll put a call out right now. Tyrone, we need people to support, right? Clemency, support for clemency. Tyrone Petty's, you know what I'm saying? See, hit Kia Petty's Facebook and see where to send them to. The letters, you know what I'm saying? We, and also, keep us when the hearing date is, or if the hearing date has already occurred with the clemency, to be called in, faxed in, or whatever. Put that up there. Free Tyrone Petty's, free them all. But you know what I'm saying? Let me get on top. Make sure you keep back leading to any of our tomorrow. I hope you still have my number or not. So I'm going to make sure I get that, at least that draft written up, get that medicine about the case of Tyrone Pettis. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, again, y'all, we got to seize the time because, oh man, it's my, hey, come on now, it's my honor. You know what I'm saying? Man, mandatory. We see what's going on in the outside community. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's depressing. Not only the discussion of death every day. Malcolm X said, America self-represents prison. Minister of Opinion said, prison is a microcosm of the outside community. So it's going down, intensify
mm-hmm.
up inside those camps, y'all. So again, let's seize the time, push these clemency, these pardons, you know what I'm saying, call for freedom all, you know what I'm saying, just on the fact of this climate right now. This, I mean, I said the other day, cold, freezing cold. I said, man, these pigs still writing tickets on cars. All this murder, all this death is happening out here. You know, man, the fact of the day, I mean, how we down in the streets, they supposed to let cats up out of that, just on GP, on that. We got to put that pressure, y'all, because we know this ain't going to be little on nothing, cause, you know what I'm saying, out of kindness of his heart. You know what I'm saying? This is a heartless system. So we need that support. Go to Kia Petty's page. We come to Clemens, go to Tyrone Petty's ASAP. And I'm going to get filmed right now by a crew. You know what I'm saying? Hey, our brother Chu. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see the Black America piece? You know, that we're going to be filming. We're going to be debuting that film, short body film, and the nephew Don P. On this, we're going to go on tour with Judas and the Black Messiah, and also the upcoming piece, The Chairman. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do a whole bunch of this stuff. We're going to use this propaganda to, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, oh, man, I like that movie, man. But it was that stuff back then, how they had the joints and stuff. It's going down right now. Right. We live direct, y'all. Free my radio, making some tape history, y'all. Man, we'll talk. Any more calls at Q?
Oh, Brother Chairman, no calls in Q. Callers, if you'd like to come into Q, please press 1.
I'm gonna step in.
No, Chairman.
I'm gonna put the. Go ahead, calls.
Go ahead. Now, I was going to say that the brother that just got off, how he said he had a nonviolent case, and, you know, he
people in there with these nonviolent cases and things like that, even the ones who might have nonviolent cases, they don't have a death sentence. And this lack of precaution and lack of care, you know, the inhumane treatment, they could possibly be subjected to a death sentence because of that. Like Cassandra said about the mold, all of that attacks your respiratory system. The COVID attacks your respiratory. All these people who may have underlying conditions, it's a shame how they look. And even she said, whether it's state or federal, you know, you're human, how they should be treated as such. And it's not the case. I read something about an inmate in Angola, how he stated that the prison said they were giving out soap and hand sanitizer, but that wasn't the case. They wasn't giving out no soap, no sanitizer, no mask, no nothing. And that the guards, that they wear masks to protect themselves from the inmates, but the inmates, he said, we need masks to protect ourselves from them, the guards, because they're the ones that's going in and out and subjecting them to COVID or any other disease or any other virus that they could bring in. So just wanted to touch back on that for a second.
Right on. It hurts to know. The caller just call in, tell you the stages. You know, saying detailing the conditions. You know, Cassandra Gridley talked. You know, saying it's documented. How many times she called out the Cook County Hospital? You know, what I'm saying she documented. Her husband telling you about, you know, seeing people like dying around him. They look that, you know, saying countdown to the death. You know. So we just can't sit back, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, I mean, they knocking us up out in these streets. They're knocking us up behind those walls, y'all. You know, so we need to put this community pressure down, you know, on it, real talk, you know. Hold on a second. Hey, Brother Dan, I'm doing this radio show right now, man. I love you because you can't be hit me right back until I do this radio show. Mandatory, yes sir. Yes sir, was there, no doubt. Yes sir, I love you, sir. Yes sir, real freedom up. Yes sir, real freedom up. Yes sir. That could go. Okay. Oh, I'm up. Okay. There you go. Yeah. We freedom up was going on. Was going on, but we're here. Yeah. Well, okay. They in there now, yes. I think they can move the show. I'm doing a radio show right now. We don't film on radio right now. Yep. They in there. It's on the flyer. 5/26. It's on the flyer. I sent you the flyer. 5/26. That's what I'm saying. Say it again. They got some a survey thing or something here. Okay, hold on. 5/26 West Washington. Yep. Yep. Yeah. All right, Fremont. Okay, forgive us, y'all. Yep, you guys are direct, y'all. Huh? Okay. Yeah. I am. Okay, yeah, we getting more calls in queue?
Fremont, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
I'm going to just show y'all real quick what's going on here now. We watched the movie, the other clips, real quick. This is backstage, by the way. I'm asking you, like, we're going to have a discussion about this here. Okay. I think they're going to be out. Hold on, I'm just going to show people what we're talking real quick. 1 second.
She ran into me.
Yeah.
She ran into you.
We connected now.
Yeah. them real quick. Thank you so much. We're watching the movie right now, y'all. I'm gonna show y'all. We're doing a screening right now. You hear my radio? See what we're dealing with, home. Little bit. We're doing screenings to the community. Y'all come on, you know what I'm saying? We get another screen set up for Friday. We have conversations about, you know, your thoughts on the movie, your critique, your criticism. We're going to be showing trailers of other movies. We got Black America. We play right before that. We got Free 'Em All soundtrack plan after that. Y'all tune in. Y'all stay clubbed in with us. Live and direct. My phone about to die, but my spirit ain't gonna die. Energy is up.
That's right.
My voice goes, he goes on.
I'm gonna take that picture,
Charlie. Right on,
right on. Right until the wheels fall off. Free 'em all, Brother Tim.
Free 'em all. You gotta call him?
Free 'em all, yeah. Call in Q, call it 925-787. Free 'em all.
No, cool.
Free 'em all.
Free 'em all, ready. Free 'em all.
Free 'em all, what's good, Chairman? My name is Pierce. I got a chance to watch the movie the other day, and I could definitely see the influence you had on it. I know it's not out officially yet, so I won't say too much, but I was noticing a lot of, like, little details. Like when they had that scene with Sherman passing out the newspapers, he said information is raw material for new ideas. I'm like, I already know they got that from you.
Hey, you know what? It's funny you said that, right? Look. That happened that day on the movie set. I said that quote right there. It was crazy.
There was other things too. There was a scene with the receptionist that said, "Oh, Chairman, someone wants to talk to you about a credit union." And I thought that was a reference to the murder of Fred Hampton. When dude's like, "Chairman, you hit the credit unions?" You know, little details like that.
You know what? This one you really see who was what like. Even the cast, man, people say they see the interviews from a lot of people in the cast, and they say, "Chairman, you could tell the impact of the politics." I said, "Yeah, like you know, man, Daniel Dominique and us, others, respect for the structure, respect for the title. You know what I'm saying? It's man, you know, what I'm saying? You know, people say, well, he's gonna tell us everything." I said, "No, I mean, this, you know, came for the shark in the fish tank, but the deal is the type of conversation we have in that, man, and again." You get everything's political, including language, man. So I'm glad you caught on to that. That's something, yeah. No, I just had a flashback that day. We was on the set. That quote, I said that, but yeah, no doubt. That got put in the script, right? Yeah, I remember that moment. Yes, indeed.
Oh, and Rage, happy belated birthday. I love seeing your cameo in there too. I wasn't expecting that.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Chairman, I was wondering, what can we expect from that podcast you're in? I think it drops on the same day as the movie.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Podcast. I'm glad you mentioned that. Well, I'm glad. Happy belated birthday to our co-host, Lady Rage, y'all. Again, also, belated birthday to my grandmother, Big Mama. Happy belated birthday. I'm glad you brought that. Reminded us. The podcast is set to be released actually the same day, Friday. It's going to be ongoing. And particularly, we'll be touching on, you know, so actually, think it's important that we, you know, so we see the times of discussion about some actual things, Black Panther Party. Like even now, it's still some ongoing struggles we have. Like even for example, you see this quote getting out now. Anyway, there's people, there's power. I fought against that on the set. I fought intensely, you know, because that's not an actual quote from the party, and you know, the party line, our line is that. It's not that you just the presence of people alone is not dictate designate power. In fact, our position is, you know, we say power to the people, and we mean that because the people are here, but that's what we're fighting for, the power, you know, the self-determination, you know what I'm saying, and power. And Mr. Pino says so that power is the ability to define phenomena and make act in desired community, desired manner. Our communities, we've been ripped, stripped of that, you know what I'm saying? So that's the podcast is going to give us an opportunity. You're going to see us touching on different contradictions, why certain things couldn't be put in, why certain organizations couldn't be referenced, what can go, just some of the tug and pull, the struggles. So, again, y'all, I'm glad you reminded us about that. The podcast is going to be released the same, in fact, on February 12th also. It's going to be ongoing. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Right on with the man. Right. Yes, indeed. Right on. So, great question, man. And again, thanks for reminding us, you know what I'm saying? Birthday is my co-host and also Big Mama. Right on. Thank you, man. And right on for acknowledging that. And we, y'all feel free. Y'all get the movie. We're going to be having some screenings even within our families, our communities, our block, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait till February come around. So, you know, talk about that black history, talk about that black stuff, that political stuff, or election come around. Tie this in to your every discussion. You know, I ain't into that political stuff. Or listen to you. Listen to you. Believe that. So that season time with this piece, you know what I'm saying? Because even, you know, propaganda is even political. Real talk. We live in that record. We are already, yo, making history, taking history, y'all. Live in that record. Right on. Great call. Any more callers in queue?
Free them all, Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come to queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Yo, we didn't give our basic marching orders. You know what I'm saying? It's cold red. You know what I'm saying? Kankakee, Kent County Jail's cold red. You did. We say cold red. We're talking about the African anti-terrorism bill. Cold green and cold black. The cold red. It's cold red, y'all. We in the world of prayer, we got to move fast. We got to move organized. We need check Cassandra Lee Grill. I believe she's going to tag my page. We'll go to her page, too. Where those calls are going to be going to. Keep those cats in y'all mind in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the guys we call in, but you know, this fifth man, gender tripping. You got the women up in there, too. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget that. This fifth man, gender tripping. You know? They got men, women, Capricorns, Virgos, and Scorpios. You know what I'm saying? Babies, middle-aged, old, they ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? So, our call got to remain consistent, free of all. Y'all, we live and direct. Yes, indeed. Call in with y'all critique next week. What you thought about the soundtrack, with your issues? I'll tell you some of the struggles I've been through with it. Going, I'm still struggling with it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what, you know, some of the position that, you know what I'm saying? People understand the politics of everything, movies, music, and all that. We're going to close out shortly. Hey, you don't hear that. We'll do like a summation on the movie. But great points to call in. Let us know what y'all think about it, what you seen, what you didn't see, any issues, why they didn't show this, why they show. You know what I'm saying? Even how we look at the posters on my brother, I'm doing a radio for 20 minutes. You good? You all right? I'm doing a Grandma, I'm doing a radio show interview. Give me about 20 minutes. You good? You straight? Yes, sir. Yeah, fine. So y'all, check the movie out. Put the, you know what I'm saying, with the family, watch it, check it out. You know what I'm saying? They got us here captive in these houses, man. Let's talk about it, man. Again, Judas and the Black Messiah, y'all. You know, so the upcoming piece of Chairman coming out. Put the word out. Let's check it out, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. We're going to wind on out, close it on down. Another episode of Free My Radio, y'all. Hosted by Chairman Fred Huffington Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage, y'all. Keep your heads up. What's the call? Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what do we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do to be the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing in no commandism, nor will we be dealing in terrorism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this booze and booze out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Be matter for sitting yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is good, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Aaron Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes, but we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary, and you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and people being revolutionary political power. That means people power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think he held it a minute, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know something that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a funny stage of advancement, and a funny stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail 1 name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the funniest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than the plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. None of the pigs with us are known people right out of us, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of you walk around, you couldn't write an article about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same people, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I say that you're the first group to come and go down, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I'm here to lead you, you can see me, if I make a mistake, motherfucker, is better than not even being at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I corrected for the people.